Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. As Israel warns the United States that Iran has crossed the nuclear threshold, the Biden administration joins an alignment against the Jewish state of Israel. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Israel is issuing a stark warning to the United States and, in fact, the rest of the world that Iran is crossing the nuclear threshold, and it could happen very, very quickly. Give us an update.
Well, that's right. And by the way, one of the things protesters are now saying openly in Iran is they want their money, their tax money, spent to help the Iranian people and not on nuclear weapons and not on Hezbollah and not on Hamas war in Syria. The new Israeli government, in meetings just this past week with the U.S. Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense, issued private warnings, which they later made public, that Iran is much closer to crossing the nuclear threshold than people are willing to admit to publicly.
Yes, and I noticed that Joe Biden's administration has taken sides with Russia, Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah against Israel. What can you tell us about this?
We're told that in the summit meeting between Biden and Putin, that President Biden essentially told Putin, we have no opinion if you prevent Israel from striking at Iranian sites in Syria. After that summit meeting, Russia then announced that it had been shooting down Israeli missiles fired by Israeli aircraft at targets inside Syria. So the Russians have moved a new generation of air defense missile called the Buk into Syria, and that's what has been used apparently against Israeli missiles. But if you want to bet against the courage and the experience of Israeli Air Force pilots, I think you'll have you're going to lose an awful lot of money.
Ken Timmerman reporting on the Israeli warning of a nuclear-powered Iran, and at the same time, Joe Biden's administration joins an alignment of nations against the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. One of the major trends of Bible prophecy is an alignment of nations that will endeavor to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That's Psalm 83 and verse 4. That alignment is listed in three passages of Scripture, Psalm 83, Daniel 11, and Ezekiel 38. Now there's word coming out of Washington that the Biden administration is joining forces with these nations to attack Israel. This alignment foretold in Scripture now will come together in an effort to destroy the Jewish state. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...